In this week after the capture of Saddam Hussein, newly declassified documents testify to Saddam's long and complicated relationship with the United States. The documents from the 1980s focus on the role of Donald Rumsfeld, who is now Secretary of Defense but was then President Reagan's special envoy. Rumsfeld was instructed to deliver a private message to Baghdad, and that message was that despite U.S. opposition to Saddam's use of chemical weapons, the United States wanted to improve bilateral relations with Iraq. One document said a U.S. priority was preventing Iraq from losing its long war against Iran. The nonprofit National Security Archive obtained these papers under the Freedom of Information Act, and the archive's director, Tom Blanton, is here to discuss how, if at all, this changes our view of history. And, Mr. Blanton, it's already known that Donald Rumsfeld went in 1983 and met with Saddam Hussein, but what more have we learned here?
The importance, I think, of this meeting from March 1984 is it came after the world had seen proof of Saddam's use of chemical weapons against the Iranians, against the Kurds, and against his own citizens. Rumsfeld's mission to Baghdad in March of 84 was specifically to reassure Saddam. Don't take it personally. The instructions from the Secretary of State to Rumsfeld for this trip said, if either Saddam or the foreign minister, Tariq Aziz, receive you, that'll be a big signal that they understand that our denunciation is over chemical weapons is kind of rhetoric, but they're still on the program.
Now, these are documents that are roughly 20 years old or almost 20 years old.
Right.
Is there any ambiguity here about what they mean?
This new document is the instruction from the Secretary of State to the President's special envoy. And it says, this is what you need to emphasize in your meetings, and let's hope you get received by the highest levels.
This is George Shultz, the Secretary of State.
This is George Shultz then to Don Rumsfeld, the special envoy. The instruction from Shultz to Rumsfeld says specifically, our CW, meaning chemical weapons, our CW condemnation was made strictly out of our strong opposition to the use of CW wherever it occurs, but our interest in preventing an Iran victory and continuing to improve relations with you remain undiminished. Those are the instructions. So there's no ambiguity about this. It would be highly unusual for a special envoy to do anything other than what was in the instructions. We still don't have the actual notes from that meeting in Baghdad by Rumsfeld in March of 84. We've got a pending Freedom of Information Act request for it.
Having seen some of these documents, how would you describe the long U.S. relationship with Saddam Hussein?
It was a waltz, and sometimes Saddam was leading, and the United States is trying to figure out how to bulwark this potential secular Muslim state in the middle of Shiite revolution in Iran. Now, President Bush today says, wait a second, that's not how we're, as a country, going to do our diplomacy in the future. We stand for democracy. And I think what these documents show is that we had the same contradictions 20 years ago.
Is there some cause for just pointing out that the United States had multiple interests in Iraq at that time?
Sure it did, but I think there's a larger lesson here, which is the dictators that we're shaking hands with today are going to become the Saddams of tomorrow.
Tom Blanton is director of the National Security Archive here in Washington. Thanks for coming by.
Real pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.